Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Daniel chapter 6, two verses, 21 and 22, is our passage today. Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king. I have done no harm. When you follow God, you'll have some enemies. Daniel did. Their jealousy led them to devise a way to get rid of Daniel once and for all. They wrote an edict that prohibited the worship of God, and the king signed the edict into law. I love what happens next. When Daniel heard about the new law, you know what he did? He went to his home. He went straight upstairs to a room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees and he prayed to his God, as he had done previously. The rest of the story is a Sunday school favorite. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, but God shut the mouth of the hungry lions, and Daniel was lifted from the den without a scratch or wound because he trusted in his God. This well-known story teaches us about resolved obedience. Daniel was not willing to give in regardless of the pressure, regardless of the danger. Daniel was resolved to obey God no matter what. But lest you think Daniel was born a man of steel, check out what he was doing when the officials came to arrest him. Daniel was, quote, making petition and plea before his God. He was praying. It's always God who gives us the strength we need to do what he calls us to do. He gave that strength to Daniel, and he'll give the same strength to you. So Father, I want to tell you that Daniel was human like me. Like Daniel needed your strength, I need your strength today. The same strength that you gave Daniel, please give to me. Help me live with the resolve that comes from trusting in you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.